It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Talks about an increase of 10 cents a gallon to the state's gas tax have really been the dominant topic to come out of the State House this session. With me this morning to give us an update on that and the session itself, as she is most Monday mornings, is our State House correspondent, Joyce Russell. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
There's lots of support at the State House to increase the gas tax all at once by 10 cents a gallon, but there has been some pushback. What are some of the hurdles advocates for this hike have to clear?
Well, I would say one hurdle is the opposition from Iowans for Tax Relief. The ITR has more than 50,000 members statewide. They're a very effective lobbying group, and they play hardball at election time. They give thousands of dollars to Republican candidates, and they've been known to finance a Republican challenger in a primary if a sitting Republican is judged not anti-tax enough. So if I were a Republican lawmaker, I'd be thinking long and hard about voting for a gas tax increase.
Okay. Early in these talks, a key lawmaker said the decision would have to be made early or it would fall apart. What's the timeline like for trying to get this thing pushed through?
Well, that was a lobbyist for the road builders who said that. But that's still the goal, I think. Backers say they expect the bill to pass the Transportation committees in both the House and Senate as earlier as this week. And then, as we've been talking about, it will be a matter of getting a majority of votes in each of the four caucuses, Senate and House, Republicans and Democrats. Senator Todd Bowman is the point man in the Senate. I asked him about the arm twisting that will have to occur in his caucus. He says, I prefer to call it educating.
So they're going to get schooled. Well, gas prices might go up if it passes. And another bill being discussed is a hike of a different kind for drivers. There's a proposal to bump interstate speed limits to 75 miles per hour here in Iowa. Is this thing going anywhere?
Probably not. Senate Democrats tell me they have not discussed it in their caucus. However, Todd Bowman, chair of the Transportation Committee, said he would be willing to hold a subcommittee on it. The Republican House Speaker does not have this on his radar.
On to something that dominated time last year, and that is the hiring and firing practices of the Branstad administration. Democrats who control the Senate led these investigations, but the issue came back up last week. What's happening here?
Well, you may recall that one of the objections Democrat had was putting workers, state workers who are let go, putting them on a do not hire list, banning them from future employment. Well, Democrats object that workers are not told when they're put on this list until they apply for another job with the state, and then they're sort of blindsided with it. They have a bill now to require that workers be told right away about being disqualified for future state employment and that they be notified of how to appeal.
The Senate will also vote on confirming one of Governor Branstad's regent nominees. Now, this is the board that oversees the public university system here. But at least one lawmaker had an issue with it. Is this confirmation going to be controversial, Joyce?
I don't think so. The nominee, Sherry Bates, took questions before the Senate Education Committee last week. She was very nervous, and she did not answer questions very effusively. The committee voted to send the nomination on to the full Senate, though. One Senate Democrat, Liz Mathis of Robbins, abstained from that vote. She said she wants to find out more about Sherry Bates. One potential conflict is Bates's voter registration. She's registered as an independent. If she's confirmed, that will be four Republicans, two Democrats, and two independents on the board, according to the Branstad administration's website. To some, that doesn't look like a balanced board.
All right. Finally, last year, many were surprised by passage of a law that allows a very limited use of medical marijuana to treat things like chronic epilepsy. A surprise this year regarding pot, it looks like possession charges could be softened.
Well, yeah, there are two bills in the Senate to, as you say, soften penalties for marijuana possession. One of the bills has to do with less than 5 grams. Then another bill deals with larger amounts of marijuana. And backers of these bills are putting information together to show how many African Americans who are in prison because of these violations, how many are in prison now, and how many fewer blacks would be in prison if these penalties were lighter. And this, of course, follows reports that blacks are far more likely to be arrested on marijuana charges than whites. And it's kind of on front and center a little more now because Chief Justice Mark Cady of the Iowa Supreme Court is encouraging lawmakers to address this issue.
All right. Well, we do our Legislative Day talk show today at noon. What will be the topic of today's River to River?
Well, over the years, River to River has done 11 shows on raising the gas tax.
Okay, quite a few then.
Right. And so IPR's Catherine Perkins has put together a show about the evolution of the debate over the years.
All right. Thanks, Joyce.
Thank you, Clay.